be a witness for the Lord.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证。
We praise and thank God for guiding us all here safely to worship Him together tonight.
好，我们要感谢神啊，能够让我们都很平安的来到他面前，一起来啊敬拜他。
Actually, it's always a great blessing that we be able to come here really to listen to His words.
啊，我们能够来到他的面前，一起来查考他的话语，事实上是一种祝福。
Because this whole week, I spent about 3 days in bed because I came down with the flu.
啊，因为这个星期啊，我有3天的时间啊，都啊感冒，然后都在床上。
So during these 3 days or 4 days or so, that truly it's very difficult to pray.
啊，所以在这3天4天当中啊，对我来讲。祷告甚至都是非常辛苦的。
Not only difficult to pray, but also very difficult to read the word of God.
啊，不但祷告非常的困难，连读经也非常困难。
Then when this thing happened to me, then I realized indeed it's a great blessing to be able to come and listen to the word of God and share the word of God together.
啊，所以当这些事情发生在我身上的时候，啊，我就意识到说。能够来到神的面前，敬拜神，查考他的话语，事实上是一种很大的祝福。
Actually, for us, we know we are the chosen people of God.
我们都知道我们是神的儿女。
As the chosen people of God, we need to continue to preach the everlasting gospel until the end of the world.
我们既然被选召成为神的儿女，我们就要持续不断的传扬神的话语，直到世界的末了。
I think many of us we know this is a great task for us.
我们知道这是对我们来讲是一件非常艰巨的工作。
But at the same time, when we look around all the environment in our churches, very few people are coming to Christ nowadays.
但事实上，如果我们看看我们周遭的环境，我们会发现说，现在愿意来到神的面前的人越来越少了。
I think the last round of spiritual convocation all over the United States, I think it's less than a handful of people were baptized.
我想，在上一个轮次的全美国的灵恩会。那我相信可能不到10个人接受洗礼。
Actually, there's many reasons why people are not being baptized.
我在想说，到底为什么人不愿意接受洗礼呢
？We can think maybe the first reason is not God's timing.
也许我们会觉得说，因为神的时间还没有到。
The second reason maybe we're not doing what we're supposed to do.
第二个原因很可能是我们没有做我们该做的。
And maybe the third reason, just people out there, they really did not thirst for the word of God.
然后第三个原因很可能是那些人们他们不配得到神的救恩。
But nevertheless, even though we can come up with many different reasons,
或许我们可以找到更多的理由。
Whatever the reasons are, but we cannot lose heart, but rather continue to preach the gospel.
但是不管这个理由是什么，我们不能失去那种。不断持续传扬福音的这种心。
So tonight I would like to share with you, the Lord added daily to the church.
所以今天晚上我要和大家分享的题目就是神将得救人天天加给他们。
I would like to use the book of Acts to encourage one another for us to continue to preach the gospel.
我要用使徒行传来作为互相勉励。
Let's turn the book of Acts chapter 1.
我们看使徒行传第一章。
The book of Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
Chapter 1, verse 13.
第13节。
Verse 13.
13节。
And when they had entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying. Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, and the son of Alphaeus, the Simon of Zealot, and Judas, the son of James, verse 14.
14节。
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers.So we can see in these two verses, it's right after Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven.
那我们看到第十三节跟十四节，它是记载了在耶稣升天之后所发生的事情。
So when Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, he wanted to build his church.
当耶稣升天之后他要建立他的教会。
So during this time, he told his disciples to wait in Jerusalem for the reigning of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，耶稣告诉他的门徒说，要在耶路撒冷等候从天上降临的圣灵。
So during that time, you can see about 120 disciples. They are the first one to build up the church.
所以我们知道，当时有将近120个人在耶路撒冷，他们是第一批建立教会的门徒。
Because in verse 13 it says, and then they had entered, they went up to the upper room where they were staying. They went up to the upper room to pray for the Holy Spirit.
所以在第十三节的地方，他就 记载说他们进了城就上了所住的一间楼房他们在那里祷告求圣灵
Because our Lord Jesus Christ knows that without the Holy Spirit it's impossible for his disciples to build the true church
因为主耶稣知道如果没有圣灵的同在那对这些门徒来讲是没有那样的能力不可能建立教会的
So we can see in verse 13, verse 14 there's three different types of group that Jesus Christ built his church on
所以从十三节、十四节，我们看到他有三种不同的人，他们在一起来建立教会。
You can see verse 13 are the people that actually the verse 13 are all of his apostles.
在十三节所记载的全部都是耶稣的使徒。
Apostles are people who are sent by God with a commission.
那使徒呢，就是由奉神的召去传扬福音的。
And apostles are the people who are willing to live their life to sacrifice just to serve God.
使徒呢是那种愿意用他们的生命牺牲他们的生命来服侍神的
So this is a group of people that God will build his church on
所以这是第一种神会借着他们来建立教会的人
Just like nowadays in our churches throughout the world there are ministers, there are pastors, there are deacons those are the group of people that sacrifice themselves to serve God
就好像我们今天的真耶稣教会在全世界里面有非常多的传道还有长职他们愿意牺牲他们自己的生命时间来建立神的教会
So this is the first group of people
这是第一种的人
And you see in verse 14 it says These all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication
然后第十四节提到说这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚还有耶稣的弟兄同心合意的祷告
But we know that during that time you can see that every single one of them 120 of them they pray in one accord
然后我们可以看到说在当时所有120个人他们都是同心合意的横切祷告
And it says here with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and his brothers
这里提到说还有同着几个妇人还有耶稣的母亲玛利亚和耶稣的弟兄
Actually we can see there's another group of women there's another group of people that Jesus will build his church upon
所以我们看到这里是第二种人神选召来建立教会的
And this church are the women
这些人是妇人
Actually you can see who are these women that they're talking about
那到底这些圣经所说的妇人是谁呢
Actually these are the women that ministered to Jesus while he was on earth preaching the gospel
然后这些妇人事实上是当时耶稣在世传福音的时候就已经信的人
Let's turn to Mark chapter 15
我们看马可福音十五章
The book of Mark chapter 15
马可福音十五章
Chapter 15, verse 40.
十四节
Verse 40.
四十节
There were also women looking from afar, among where Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, the least, and of Joseph, and Salome, verse 14, 41.
四十一节
Who also followed him and ministered to him when he was in Galilee, and many other women who came out with him to Jerusalem. So we can see in verse 40 and verse 41, it talks about during a time when Jesus Christ was on the cross.
所以这里的四十节跟四十一节提到当时耶稣死在十字架之上的时候的景象。
And describe the women who stand there and looking at Jesus.
他们看到有些妇女远远的在观看。
And these women, they say here, that's Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James.
所以这个妇人当中有抹大拉的玛利亚，也有小雅各和约西的母亲玛利亚。
So we can see these are women, and verse 41 are the one who minister to Jesus when he was preaching the gospel on earth.
所以就像四十一节所记载的，这些人就是耶稣在加利利的时候跟随他服侍他的那些人。
I see the second group of people that Jesus will build his church on are the people who love to serve Jesus and who love to take care of him.
所以呢，我们知道第二种神选召来建立教会的人，就是那些服侍神或者是对有爱心的服侍主的人。
So we can see nowadays in our church there are many people who love to serve Jesus.
所以我们看我们教会当中有很多的人，他们基于爱心来服侍教会。
I think every single one of us sitting here truly we have the heart to serve Jesus.
就好像说我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹都是出于真心。来服侍耶稣。
So because we have this kind of heart, Jesus will increase the number of people that come to our church.
那正因为我们有存着这样的用心，所以耶稣他能够不断的把人加给了教会。
And let's turn back to Acts chapter 1.
我们再回到使徒行传第一章。
Chapter 1 verse 14.
第十四节。
And the third group of people say here, Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brothers.
这里第三种人 母亲玛利亚和耶稣的弟兄。
Actually, Mary, the mothers and his brother. These are the biological, you know, brother and biological mother of Jesus Christ.
那这些耶稣的母亲和耶稣的弟兄，就是他血缘上的这些亲人。
So this means the third group of people that Jesus Christ will build his church on is the people who are the closest to him.
所以呢，这第三种人那神选召来建立教会的，都是一些与耶稣非常亲近的人。
Because his mother and his brother are the people who is closest to his heart.
就好像说，他的母亲玛利亚跟他的弟兄都是耶稣最亲近的人。
But nevertheless, all those three groups, Jesus Christ cannot build his church upon them unless they continue to pray in one accord.
那即便是如此，但是谁要建立这教会，他们都这些三种不同的人同。一起在一起同心合一的祷告。
Actually, that's why nowadays really many groups in our church.
这是为什么在我们教会当中有各式各样不同的人。
You can see, we can just say we have the general affair, the religious affair, right, the financial affair, for example.
就好像说我们的工人当中，教会的负责人当中有分教务、财务、总务。
And we have members who love to cook and the members who love to clean.
那我们有弟兄姐妹，喜欢。为教会来烹饪的，喜欢为教会来清洁的。
And all these members are the one that really going to continue to build the church of God.
然后就是借着这些人不断的努力，使得教会能够不断的被建立。
But without praying in one accord, it's impossible for God to continue to build His church.
但是如果不是借着恒心迫切的祷告，那个神是没有办法使教会逐渐的建立。
That's why not only the minister that have to pray to God.
所以并不只是那些受差遣的工人要向神
祷告。But also those brothers and sisters who come to worship God.
反正所有的来到教会里面的弟兄姐妹。
Every single one of us need to pray to the Heavenly Father so he continue to bless our church.
每一个来到教会的人都要向神持续的祷告，所以他可以不断的加添我们的教会。
Truly, because without prayer, God cannot establish His church.
因为没有祷告，神就没有办法建立教会。
That's why during the time the apostle time, you can see that they truly developed church so quickly throughout the whole world during that time.
这就是为什么我们在使徒行传看到使徒时代他们那些门徒信徒能够这么快的到处建立教会。
But only when every single one of them were filled with the Holy Spirit.
只有在他们每一个人都受到圣灵充满的时候。
Because without being filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus cannot move their heart.
因为如果没有圣灵的充满，神就没有办法感动他们的心。
And also, let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
我们看第二章。
Chapter 2, verse 47.
Chapter 2, verse 47. 二章四十七节。
Praising God and having faith with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved.
赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
So during this time, God, the Bible described that the people who came to know Jesus Christ.
所以在这里，圣经记载的说，有很多人他们来到这里认识了神。
They were praising God and have favor with all the people.
他们赞美神得众民的喜爱。
And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved.
所以主就将得救的人天天加给他们。
That means the Bible says the Lord added daily those who were being saved. This means every single day they had people who continued to come to church and become members of the true body.
所以这里提到说主将得救的人天天加给他们，意思就是说每天都有新的人来到教会成为信徒。
So why the church during this time is able to bring so many souls into Christ?
那为什么在当时的门徒他们能够这样子传扬福音？
We know during a time when the 12 apostles was filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们知道当时的12个使徒被圣灵充满。
Peter stood with the 11th, preached the gospel in 3,000 during a time, were pierced to the heart and they were baptized.
所以在像门徒被在五旬节被圣灵充满之后，彼得能够站在众人面前传扬神的福音。
But they did not stop there.
但是他们并没有因此而停
止。They continued to bring more people throughout the book of Acts.
他们不断的将更多的人带到教会来。
So why was the Lord able to add to the church daily those who being saved?
那为什么神有办法将天天将得救的人加给他们呢？
You can see in verse 42.
我们看42节。
Verse 42. Chapter 2, verse 42.
第二章42节。
And they continued steadfastly in the apostle doctrine and fellowship in the breaking of bread and in prayer.
42节都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接擘饼祈祷。
Actually, there's 3,000 people who already been baptized.
那在当时一天当中就有三千个人受洗。
They continue steadfastly in the apostle doctrine.
和他们恒心遵守使徒的教训。
Actually, the apostle doctrine is the word of God.
那使徒的教训事实上就是神的话。
The apostle doctrine is the doctrine of our Lord Jesus Christ.
对，使徒的教训事实上就是主耶稣的教
训。So that's why nowadays for us, if we want to continue to save people's soul, we need to continue to read the Bible.
所以我们如果想要不断的拯救更多的灵魂，我们就要持续不断的。
You can see many other denominations.
我们不断借着不断的持续的读圣经。
Really, a lot of them are very knowledgeable about the Bible.
我们看看其他的很多教派，他们对圣经的知识非常丰富。
That's why as a youth,
就像有一些有一些年轻人。
And when we go out there and try to preach the gospel to other people,
跟那些年轻人出去想要传福音给那些其他的人。
Actually, sometimes they quote the Bible so much that we didn't know how to answer back to them.
然后很多时候，因为他们对圣经了解不多，所以没有办法回答他们的问题。
So that's why it's very difficult for us to win soul for Lord Jesus Christ.
这是为什么我们没有办法为神做传扬福音做见证。
If those people are not chosen by God, know the Bible more than we do.How can we save them? That's impossible.
如果那些不是被神拣选的人，他们对圣经的熟悉却超过我们，那我们怎么能够去传扬福音给他们呢？
That's why for all of us, truly, we need to be continually to read the Word of God.
这就是为什么我们要持续的、不断的来查考神的
话语。Not only read the Word of God, we also need to have fellowship among one another.
不仅仅是要查考神的话语，我们要彼此交接来团契。
Actually, nowadays you can see even just in Northern Cal area.It's very rare that we have fellowship together.
就好像说在我们北加州地区我们团契事实上非常的少。
Of course, we have fellowship when we come to church on Sabbath, on Saturday, and things like that.
当然我们礼拜六来到教会就会有这个团契。
Actually, the fellowship has to go beyond this just on Saturday.
但是事实上团契应该要能够超越安息日。
Because truly, none of us really know one another.
因为事实上我们彼此之间并不是非常的了解。
Actually, the last 3 months I have been here.
过去三个月我在北加州的地区。
Actually, I go around the churches to see how many people truly know one another.
然后我在各个教会看到底是信徒之间和他们彼此之间有多么熟悉。
Actually, we truly do not know one another.
那事实上我们彼此之间并没有像我们想象中的那么熟。
All we know is really, oh, that person come to church on Saturday, how many times a month, and stuff like that. But beside that, we truly don't know one another.
其实大部分的信徒呢，都所知道了解的自己彼此的程度，大概就是仅止于说他们知道安息日的时候他们会来到教会。
Because if we truly do not know one another, this means we cannot have our prayer to be powerful.
就因为我们彼此之间不能了解，所以我们的祷告就没有那样的力量。
Really, because if our whole family does not know one another, how can we pray for one another?
就好像说我们在家庭里面，如果大家彼此不互相了解，那我们怎么能够了解其他的人呢？
That's why to have fellowship is very important.
这是为什么团契是非常重要的。
Because when we have fellowship, we talk about the word of God, we pray together, then we come closer together.
在团契当中我们会讨论，我们会讨论神的话语，我们一起共同祷告，因此呢得到更深的彼此了解。
Actually, I remember Uncle Sam when he first went to TTP with me.
我记得刘弟兄他跟我去神学院的时候。
Actually, Uncle Sam is very different from me.
刘弟兄跟我是不太一样的。
The way he do things, the way he approach things is very different from me.
他做事的方式，他这个想事情的方式跟我非常的不同。
But actually, that 3 months we pray together, we really read the Bible together, we do many things together.
但是在那三个月当中我们一起读经，一起祷告，我们一起做许多的事。
And then we really become like a brother in Christ.
然后就觉得说，就像是在主内的弟兄一样。
And I remember those times when he cannot go back to TTP with me. Really, I truly miss him. Even though he is very different from me, but the thing is, in Christ, we feel like we are one body.
所以后来呢，他因为个人原因没有办法再回到神学院去修课，那我就非常的想念他。虽然我们彼此不同，但是我们觉得就像亲弟兄一样。
Because I know when I'm in TTP, even though I'm by myself, I know he's praying for me.
因为我知道说，在这个神学当中的时候他也常常为我代祷。
Because he knows what kind of situation I'm going through, because we spent the 3 months together.
因为他知道我所经历，我过去的经历，那我们有三个月的时间生活在一起。
Really, likewise as brothers and sisters.
就好像说真正的就像其他兄弟姐妹。
If we truly do not know one another,
如果 弟兄姐妹，大家彼此不了解。
How can we make requests to Heavenly Father to help one another? It's impossible.
我们不了解彼此的话，那我们只能够求天上的父能够为我们帮助彼此帮助呢。
That's why to have fellowship with one another is very important.
这就是为什么团契是非常重要的。
And the last thing they say, have fellowship, breaking bread in prayer.
就好像这里最后一句写到的，他们彼此交接擘饼祈祷。
Actually, to pray together is also very important.
所以一起祷告是非常重要。
Because when we pray together, heart can become one.
因为借着祷告，所以我们能够在灵中成为一。
Really, there's 6 billion people in the world.
这个、全世界有60亿的人。
Not every single one of us have different fingerprint.
每一个人都有他们不同的指纹。
This means God created many of us also unique.
但是表示说神所创造的每一个人都是独特的。
How can we become one body?
怎么可能这么多的独特的人？
How can we truly become the chosen people of God?
怎么可能成为独一神的儿女？
This is for us to pray in the spirit.
因为我们要在灵中一起祷告。
Pray in the spirit together.
在灵中共同的祷告。
Because there's only one spirit.
因为只有一个灵。
And the spirit can make everyone become one body.
因为一个灵可以让每一个人成为一体。
But without prayer.
但是如果没有祷告。
It's impossible for us to work in unity.
那成为一体是不可能的。
If we cannot work in unity.
如果我们没有办法成为一体。
It's impossible for God to bring more souls to add to the church.
如果我们没有办法成为一体，那就神就没有办法将更多的人加给我们。
Because if God want to bring someone else to church,
如果神要将其他人带到教会
来 ，and they see the division in the church,
他们看到教会的样子
，how can God be glorified?
那他们怎么能够？我们怎么能够借着荣耀神呢
？How can we preach the gospel to them?
我们怎么能够向他们传福音呢
？If we ourselves cannot work in unity.
我们如果说大家像分散的，不像是一个。
Without reading the word of God.
因此我们如果不
，without having fellowship with one another,
查考神的话或者一起团契
，without praying with one another,
如果不互相带到
，it's impossible for God to add more soul into our church.
那就神就没有办法加更多的人给我们。
You can see in verse 47, they were praising God and having favor with all the people.
所以在47节提到说，他们赞美神得众民的喜爱。
Why? Because in verse 46 it says, So they continued dealing with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house. They ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart.
就好像46节所提到，他们天天同心合意，恒切的在殿里，并且在家中擘饼。
You can see when we read the word of God together,
如果说我们在一起共同
查考神的话 When we have fellowship with one another,
我们在一起团契
When we pray together,
我们一起祷告
Really, all of us, our heart will be joyful.
那我们的心就会充满了喜乐
When our heart is joyful, then everything we do, we become joyful.
因为我们的心充满喜乐，所以我们所做的事上也就充满了喜乐
And then the people who observe us,
所以当其他的人在看见我们的时候
They will glorify God.
我们就借此荣耀了神。
And in front of God, in front of people, we will have favor in their eyes.
所以我们在神的面前，在人的面前都会得到喜爱。
And then God can add more soul into our church.
那神会因此而将更多的人加给我们。
Really, God bring all of us here to fulfill His commission.
所以神帮我们把我们带到这里是为了要完成他的救恩。
Even though all of us, our life is very comfortable.
虽然说我们的生活非常的非常的舒适。
But nevertheless, not forget to preach the gospel.
但是不要忘记要不断持续的传神的福音。
But for us to preach the gospel, truly we need to be a complete church first.
但是要传神的福音之前，要使我们的教会完全。
Let's also turn to chapter 6.
我们看第六章。
Acts chapter 6.
使徒行传第六章。
Chapter 6 verse 7.
第七节。
Then the word of God spread, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. Priests were obedient to the faith.
第七节，神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增的甚多，也有许多祭司信从了这道。
So during this time, why did the word of God spread, and why did the number of disciples multiply greatly in Jerusalem?
所以到底当时为什么神的道能够兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒为什么能够数目加增
？We know in chapter 6 at the time that they chose 7 deacons to serve the table.
我们知道说在第六章的时候，他们那时候选了七个执事来管理会堂。
Why did they need to serve the to choose 7 people to this to choose to serve the table?
那他们为什么要选七名执事来管理这些饭食呢
？Because during that time, some of the members they complained that they're not being served.
因为在当时呢，有一些人 他们抱怨说，他们在天天的攻击上被忽略了。
So because of this, the church has a problem.
换句话说，这教会有了一些问题。
But some people are not being served, so this problem seemed like the administration problem.
在有一些人被忽略了，那么这个问题看起来就像是这个教会管理的问题。
I say during that time, so they need to do something about it.
所以呢，他们使徒们就决定要做一些事情。
That's why during that time, the apostles suggest them to seven people who are filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以这个十二使徒呢，他们就选出了七个被圣灵充满的人。
So during that time, when they chose seven people filled with the Holy Spirit, and then everyone was edified, everyone was satisfied.
所以当这七个执事被圣灵充满的人被选出来当执事之后，每个人就得到了满足。
So because of this, everyone was edified, everyone was satisfied, then the word of God spread.
因为每个人都得到了造就，所以神的名就得到了荣耀。
And the number of disciples also multiplied in Jerusalem.
所以门徒的数目的不断的增加。
So that's why, if you have any kind of problem in church,
如果说我们成为一个有问题的教会
Really, especially administration problems
特别是那种管理上面的问题
We need to take care of this problem first before we can win more soul or come to church
我们一定要先解决了这些问题才有办法使这个教会的人增加
Why? Because if we do not take care of the problems within How can we go out there and preach the gospel? It's impossible.
如果我们没有办法先解决内部教会的问题，我们就没有办法走出到外面去传扬神的道。
Just imagine during spiritual convocation.
就是想象说我们在灵恩会当中。
Or during the gospel night.
在福音夜。
We invite true seeker to come.
我们邀请了很多的慕道者。
And then we have no people to cook.
但是我们没有人可以煮饭。
We don't have enough people to be an usher.
我们没有足够的人可以当招待。Actually,
we just, you know, chaos. Many things we do not have.
就教会如果是一片混乱，什么东西都没有。
Of course, we're not going to win people's soul.
那我们怎么可能因为赢得人的心呢？
Even though administration sometimes is not important.
虽然有些这种事务上的管理并不是那么的重要。
But actually, when the true seeker come to the first time to our church.
但是每一次呢，当这些慕道者他们来到我们教会，第一次来到我们教会的时候，
the thing that they see, they want to see how closely we work among one another.
他们常常都是想要看到说，到底教会的信徒们他们如何的互相的同心合力的做事。
Really, one of us invite a friend to come here.
如果我们邀请别人来到教会，
and they see the church members here argue with one another and stuff like that in the open, how can we win their soul? It's impossible.
如果说他们来到看到 门徒之间分离，然后他们怎么可能因此而感动呢？
That's why during this time the apostle need to come with something to fix the problem.
这是为什么第六章这里使徒们他们必须要做一些事情来解决这个问题。
So for us, we all love to serve God.
我们都非常的喜欢服侍神。
But whatever problem we have to mend that problem first before we can go out to win people's soul.
那我们要服侍神之前，我们要先承认自己的问题，然后解决这个问题。
That's why during this time, because of this, they did the right thing, so the word of God spread, and many disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem.
正因为他们这个使徒做了对的事情，解决了问题，所以使得后来这个门徒的数目能够不断的增加。
That's why truly our church need to work in one unity.
所以我们教会要能够成为一体。
Let's all turn to Acts chapter 9.
我们看第九章
Chapter 9 verse 31
第九章31节
Verse 31
九章31节
Then the churches throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied.
31节那时犹太加利利撒玛利亚各处的教会都得平安被建立凡事敬畏主蒙圣灵的安慰的人数就增加了。
So why during this time all the churches throughout all Judea, Galilee and Samaria had peace and were edified?
那为什么当时犹太加利利撒玛利亚各处的教会都能够得到平安呢？
Not only that, they multiplied.
不仅仅是如此，他们人数不断的增加。
Why? Because during that time they got rid of the troublemaker, right?
当然一个原因是因为他们远离了当时的麻烦。
During that time, who was the troublemaker?
到底那个时候谁是在制造麻烦?
Actually, Paul was a troublemaker during that time.
就是保罗，就是当时的扫罗。
Because if we see in verse 29,
在29节,
verse 29,
第29节,
and he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Hellenists, but they attempted to kill him, verse 30.
30节,
when the brethren found out, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him out to Tarsus. So during this time, Paul was just chosen by God.
当时保罗刚刚被神所选召。
By during this time, Paul see this great light on his way to Damascus.
在大马色的路上，保罗看到了一个大光照耀。
And at that time, Paul's heart was moved to preach the gospel.
所以当时保罗他的心极其的火热，要传神的福音。
But during that time, when he spoke boldly in the name of Jesus Christ, what happened? They wanted to kill him.
所以他当时他奉主的名放胆传道的时候。当时发生了什么事呢？就是
so because they wanted to kill him, this means it caused many other disciples some problems.
正因为他们那些人，他们想要杀了保罗，所以同时也带给其他的很多门徒很多的麻烦。
But what did the brethren do?
我们看看这些弟兄们怎么做。
When they found out that Paul is causing a problem, people want to kill him stuff, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him out to Tarsus. That means because he's a troublemaker, so they sent him back home where he belongs.
所以当这个弟兄们他们知道了保罗他遇到了困难，就送他下到该撒利亚去，打发他往大树去。
Actually, just imagine during that time, Paul is chosen by God.
我们想象说当时神他选召了保罗。
And God already told him he will go to the Gentile.
然后神告诉保罗说你要往外邦人去传扬福音。
To turn the eyes from darkness to light.
是让那些让黑暗中充满
了光。To turn them from Satan to God.
从撒旦中将他们救回来。
But now the disciples sent him home.
但是这些门徒却把他送到该撒利亚。
Just imagine how he feel in that time.
我们可以想象说他当时是心中的感觉是如何。
I'm the chosen one of God.
我是神所选召的。
I'm zealous to preach the gospel.
我充满热心要为神传福
音。Why you guys sending me home?
那为什么你们要把我送回去呢？
But when they sent him home, not only they sent him home, but after they sent him home, that the church multiplied.
当时呢，他们将保罗送回去该撒利亚之后，然后这个信徒的数目就增加了。
Then the churches throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and were edified.
所以这个31节记载，那时犹太、加利利、撒玛利亚各处的教会都得平安，然后最后提到说他们的人数增多。
So we can see during that time, even though we know that Paul is a chosen vessel of God.
所以即使在那个时候，我们知道保罗是神所拣选的。
But it's not God's timing for him to cause problems in that time.
但是呢，并他的神对他的时间并没有到来。
It's not God's time for him to preach the gospel in that time.
也不是神那也不是神要他在那个时候传扬神的道。
So that's why when the brethren sent him back home, then the church were at peace and edified, and then the people grew.
所以当时那些弟兄们将保罗送去该撒利亚的时候，这个。教会的人数就增加了。
That's why nowadays many of us, sometimes we are very zealous to serve God and preach the gospel.
很多时候，我们当中有很多人很热心，想要服侍神、传神的道。
Even though this is a wonderful thing,
因为这是，即便说这是一件很美好的事情。
But we also need to pray for God's timing, for God's will.
但是我们要同时向神祷告。
Even though sometimes we have the best idea to do things in church,
虽然常常我们会有很好的想法。来为教会服事。
But if it's not God's timing, it's not the right idea.
但是如果不是符合神的旨意，神的时间未到
just like Paul,
那就不是一个好的。
Really, during that time, Paul is full of knowledge.
就像保罗当时他充满了知识。
Because he was a Pharisee of Pharisee.
因为他是法利赛人中的法利赛人。
But nevertheless, it was not God's timing.
但是神的时间未到。
So for us, sometimes we really do not push so much if we truly do not know the will of God.
所以我们有时候要学会明白神的旨意。
Because God's will never caused the church to become chaotic.
因为神的旨意不是要使教会混乱。
Just like it's not Paul, it's not God's will for the church to be persecuted yet during that time.
就好像说当时呢这个教会受迫害并不是出于神的旨意。
But the thing is, you can see Paul, he took it as a man.
但是呢
He took it as a man of God, right? He understand why it's not his time to preach the gospel.
所以这个保罗呢，他能够了解说他自己传扬福音的时间未到。
And also the brethren is not afraid to send him back home.
然后呢，这些弟兄们他们也不会不会害怕将他送回去。
Because during this time, both parties, they know it's not God's will, it's not God's timing yet.
因为呢，他们彼此都知道神的时间未到。
So really, if we want our church to multiply,
如果说我们教会想要不断的人数增加，
We really need to understand God's will and God's timing.
我们必须要明白神的旨意，神的时间。
And this is the only time when God's will and God's timing it come upon us, and then many souls will come to be saved.
所以当只有在当神的旨意跟神的旨意成全，神的时间来到的时候，更多的灵魂才能够被解救。
Let's turn also Acts chapter 11.
我们看使徒行传十一章。
Chapter 11.Verse 21. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord.
21节，主与他们同在，信了归主的人就很多了。
So during this time, the Lord's hand was with his follower. Was with his follower, with the disciple.
所以当时这个主与那些门徒同在。
And I say, and a great number believed and came to the Lord.
所以很多人信主就归主。
So during that time, why did many disciples increase and turn to the Lord?
那为什么当时会有很多人呢来归入主呢？
Actually, during this time, after the persecution.
这个时间是在教会受到逼迫之后。
You can see in verse 19.
就像19节所提到的。
Chapter 11, verse 19.
11章19节
Now those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but the Jews only.
所以在第十九节说，那些因为斯提凡事遭患乱四散的门徒，直到腓利尼基和居比路并安提亚，他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲。
So you can see after the persecution, many disciples spread all over the place.
所以在当教会遭受迫害的时候，这些受遭难的门徒就四散。
Because they spread all over the place, then they continue to preach the gospel.
但是他们虽然四散在各处，他们不断持续的传扬神的福音。
And because they preach this gospel, then God added many of them.Come to the Lord.
就因为他们不断的传福音，所以神将人不断的加给他们。
Actually, nowadays, truly, we also need persecution.
所以我们有时候想想，也许我们也会需要。
Because our life is too comfortable.
我们有时候想想，我们也确实需要一些患难。
When our life is too comfortable, we feel like we don't need to go out and preach the gospel.
正因为我们的生活太舒适，所以我们不会觉得我们必须要出去传扬福音。
Just like for me this week, I was sick for the whole week.
就好像说这个星期我整个星期都在生病。
And then I realized.
所以我就意识到
Really, every single day that I'm healthy, did I do enough for the Lord?
当我在平常身体健康的时候，我好像做得不
够多。Did I go and visit enough people during that week?
我好像神的工做得不够多，我也没有去访问够多的信徒。
Did I go and preach the gospel to true seekers and friends?
我是不是到外面去传扬，做足够的这个福音的传扬？
Because I realize the reason that I'm healthy becauseThe Lord allowed me to be healthy.
因为我知道我健康是因为神愿意让我健康。
So because when I'm sick, then I cannot do anything for God.
所以当我生病的时候，我没有办法为神做任何事情。
Then I realize it's so important to continue to preach the gospel to those who do not have salvation.
所以我就意识到说，持续不断的去传扬福音给那些还没有得到救恩的人是多么的重要。
You can see brother and sister who has cancer, who has some kind of illness.
我们看看弟兄姐妹当中有人因为得了生病或者得了癌症。
After the cancer, the illness, really they go out and they try to share the word of salvation to other people.
反而是在他们得了癌症之后，他们常常走到外面去传扬神的福音。
But actually, sometimes we also need this kind of persecution for us to continue to preach the gospel, so God can add many souls into our church.
所以有时候当我们遭遇患难的时候，我们反而能够驱使我们去做更多神的工，去传扬福音。
And also in verse 24,
我们看二十四节。
Chapter 11, verse 24.
十一章二十四节。
Well, he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord.
二十四节说，巴拿巴原是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心，于是有许多人归服了主。
Actually, we know they're talking about Barnabas.
我们知道他这里讲的是巴拿巴。
Barnabas is a son of encouragement.
他的意思是这个劝慰子的意思。
Not only that he went to Antioch during a time to encourage the new members, but also say he was a good man and full of the Holy Spirit.
他不仅仅说他到安提阿去劝勉众人，这里还提到说他是一个好人，被圣灵充满。
And great many people were added to the Lord.
所以有许多人就因为他归服了主。
Actually, we as an individual should like Barnabas.
所以我们应该以这个巴拿巴为榜样。
We should always have word to encourage one another.
我们要常常能够去劝勉，去劝勉别人。
But also we need to be full of the Holy Spirit in our faith.
但同时要让自己能够圣灵充满。
If we as the chosen people of God.
因为作为一个神所选召神的儿女。
Individually we're not filled with the Spirit of God.
如果我们没有被神的灵所充满
，Truly, it's very difficult for God to add new soul into our church.
如果我们没有被圣灵充满，那么神就不会将人增加加到教会当中。
Listen to our last verse.
我们看最后一节
，Chapter 16, verse 5.
十六章
，Chapter 16, verse 5.
第五节
，I should go to Chapter 17, verse 2.
十七章第二节。
Chapter 17, verse 12.
17章第十二节。
Therefore, many of them believe, and also not a few of the Greek prominent women as well as men.
十二节，所以他们中间多有相信的，又有希利尼尊贵的妇女、男子也不少。
It says here, therefore, many of them believe and come to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这里提到说，他们中间多有相信的。
And many different kind of people during that time come to believe.
那有很多不同的人来相信。
Why these people would be able to come to believe?
为什么这些人会来相信呢
？Look at in verse 11.
我们看十一节。
These were more fear-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scripture daily to find out whether these things were so.
十一节，这地方的人显与帖撒罗尼迦的人甘心领受这道，天天考察圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
I see, this is very important.
这是非常重要的一点。
The reason they be able to come to believe our Lord Jesus Christ.
他们之所以能够相信神。
Because they be able to receive the word of God.
因为他们能够领受神的话。
Not only receive the word of God, they also need to search the scripture to see whatever Paul's talking about is true or not.
他们不仅仅是甘心领受，而且要天天查考圣经，来晓得这道是与不是。
You see, nowadays the same thing for us.
就好像今天
we can preach the gospel until we are blue in the face.
我们可以不断的这个在人面前传扬福音。
If the people do not really open their heart to receive the word of God,
如果对方他不愿意打开他的心门来领受神的话语
，they would never come to believe.
他们永远不会相信。
And if they do not search the scripture to see that what we're preaching is true, then it's impossible for them also to come to believe.
如果他们不愿意去查考圣经来证明我们所传的是与不是，那么他们也永远不能相信。
You can see sometimes we invite friends to come to Pacifica Church.
有时候我们会邀请朋友来到太平洋教会。
They have question about this, they have question about that.
他们有这样的问题，有那样的问题。
So when we answer them and we go to the Bible and answer them, and many of them, they don't even want to look at the Bible.
我们如果翻开圣经来根据圣经来回答他们问题，他们有时候连圣经都不想看。
And how can God move their heart to come to the true church of God?
如果他们不愿意查考圣经，神怎么能够感动他们的心来相信神呢？
Because they themselves not even willing to read the Bible to see what's true and what's not true.
因为如果他们不是心甘情愿愿意查考圣经的话，他们如何能够分辨真的与不是？
So you can see the book of Acts, there's many reasons why God added the soul to his church.
所以从使徒行传我们看得到有非常多的原因，神为什么将人天天的加给他们。
So maybe for us as a church, we continue to practice this concept.
所以我们的教会每一个信徒要不断的效法这样的榜样。
But most of all, we need to continue to stand fast in the word of God.
更重要的，我们要紧紧的抓住的神。
And also to have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
能够与弟兄姐妹一起团契。
And also to pray for the church in one accord.
为了教会互相的横切带祷。
And only then truly God will add many people to our church.
那个时候神就会把人不断的加添。